Evening, everyone.
Good
evening. Right. I've put a title to tonight's message. I've called it TikTok. Last time I spoke, which wasn't that long ago, I spoke on restoration, if you remember. And I brought my dad's pocket watch as a physical example of restoration. Tonight, I'm going to talk about what that item actually does and how it gives us time. Yeah. TikTok. Time is an amazing thing. Right at the very beginning, God set time in motion. In creation, day and night, He created them. Seasons, the year. Thirty-one million, 536 seconds. That's a year. A lot of seconds, that. Every time you hear the TikTok, one of them 31,536,000 seconds have gone. So there's a few less from now to next year. Constant, perpetual, ever moving, and all set in place by our Father God. Time governs our life, our decisions, our circumstances, all the things we live in and do. Tick tock. Tick tock. I haven't got the pocket watch with me today, but I have got a watch. I've got my smart watch. It doesn't tick, but it tells me the time. It's cleverer than a watch. I can answer my phone on my watch. I can read my Bible on my watch. I can stop time on my watch.
I can hardly see time on mine.
I can start time too. It's an amazing watch. Is it better than God's rendition of time? I'd say not, because this watch has a flaw. It's a smart watch, but it has a flaw. Every day, I have to recharge it. If I didn't, the watch would disappear. I could pick the watch up and it would be blank because it had lost its ability to keep time. Now, many of you might have normal digital watches, and they're all well and good as long as the battery lasts. But again, as soon as the battery loses its power, guess what? They lose the ability to keep time. The pocket watch, which I brought in last time, excellent for keeping time. But with that one, you have to wind it. And if you fail to wind it, again, suddenly the tick-tock will stop. My future son-in-law, he bought himself a watch with his birthday money. Again, quite a clever watch. A self-winding watch. Now you think, why? Self-winding watch, I won't have that problem. But as soon as he takes it off his wrist, the function of self-winding stops. And again, that watch loses its capabilities for time. God created time in perfection. God's watch, or God's time, never ceases. Man has tried to copy this, but it's failed. Every clock needs some form of power, some capability to start the momentum and to keep the momentum going. Tick-tock. Tick-tock. Our lives are ruled by time. Time to get up. Time to eat. Time to work. Time to play. Time to sleep. Time to, I could go on with many other examples, what we need time for. So how do we control this time? How do we allow ourselves to function within time? The majority of civilization, of God's creation in people, rely on man's time. They seek a perfect way to keep that time. Now, some might say, well, you need a good watch. I've got good watches, got good clocks. I haven't got a Rolex. Now, is that the perfect timekeeping piece? You would think it would be. I've seen the prices. That's why I haven't got one. But yet, even a Rolex is governed by its power source, by the way the mechanism would work, either through a battery, through a charge, or through winding it up. I learned something when I had my dad's pocket watch repaired. It was a jeweller's, and he was must have been in the industry all his life. It was a family shop, and he was telling us about how that particular kind of pocket watch worked, and how the majority of that particular kind of pocket watch doesn't work, because of the way the mechanism actually scratches around the roundness of the clock. The cylindricalness?
Cylindrical.
Yeah, around the cylindrical shape of the watch. It scratches around. And if it doesn't actually scratch around, it'll lose the time. If it doesn't touch the sides at all, it won't work. And watch repairers absolutely hated doing any work on those particular kind of watches. How man's time falls short. So you would think in our lives we would choose the optimal form of time. We would choose something which time has been perfected in. And that we would choose our God, our Lord, our Father, to control time. Time in our lives. He's perfected it. He created it. He's the master of it. Tick tock. Tick tock. Yet it seems in all our daily lives, the thing which governs our time is something we can physically see, the clock, the watch. Some people use the phones for the time. Some people ask Google. Time continues. Tick tock. Tick tock. It reminds me, when I think of time, of Alice in Wonderland and the rabbit. He had a pocket watch. I'm late. Look at the time, I'm late. And off he would jump. There was never enough time for the rabbit. Time governs our life in every way. And our allocation of time is crucial. It's crucial to our Christian life. How we decide to use it is up to each of us. And it can be very easily misused. The unfortunate thing about time, there is no time machine. Once time has moved, once the tick and the tock has gone, the previous tick and tock you can't go back to. Once time has moved, it's moved. Anyone remember the old Scotch recording tape advert? Yeah? Re-record, not fade away. For the old VCR tapes. That was Scotch's lifetime guarantee. Re-record, not fade away. Now, I thought there was something quite ironic about that advert, in the fact that it was a skeleton they used to do the advert. Now, to me, when something's got to a stage of being a skeleton, it's time's up. There's no more time left. So regardless as to whether you can re-record and not fade away, it's gone. And I always thought that was quite ironic that they used a skeleton in the advert. The image of a life spent, a life done beyond recovery. The time had already gone. We want to do our daily tasks in our daily time. Do we involve the best timepiece in that day? Do we allow control to be taken out of our hands, on as watches, on as clocks? And place them in God's hands. It's probably the hardest challenge for each of us to allot our time to God. Thirty-one million, 536,000 seconds no longer exist from the start. From the time I started talking, that time has gone. I can't scratch out what I've said. I can't replace what you've heard. Is our time in God's hands? Tick tock. There's a well-known scripture in Ecclesiastes which speaks about time. I'll read you that scripture. It's not that long. Ecclesiastes 3, verses 1 to 14. It starts with some amazing words. There is a time for everything. And a season for every activity under the heavens. A time to be born. A time to die. A time to plant. A time to uproot. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to tear down and a time to build. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to scatter stones and a time to gather them. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to search and a time to give up. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear and a time to mend. A time to be silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace. What do workers gain from their toil? I have seen the burden God has laid on the human race, and He has made everything beautiful in its time. He has also set eternity in the human heart. Yet no one can fathom what God has done from beginning to end. I know that there is nothing better for people than to be happy and to do good while they live, that each of them may eat and drink and find satisfaction in all their toil. This is the gift of God. I know that everything God does will endure forever. Nothing can be added to it and nothing taken from it. God does it so that people will fear Him. Time is a constant within all our lives. Your time is your time, or is it? I'll say that again. Your time is your time, or is it? I think as a Christian, that depends on you. God's given us a wonderful gift. Said that in these verses. God's given us a wonderful gift of time. There is time for everything for you to do in what God's given. Time for you to do exactly what God has planned. This clock is still ticking. Time is going by. God's time doesn't need winding up. It doesn't need charging up. It doesn't need new batteries. It just needs a decision. Quite simply, it just needs your decision as to what time you're going to embrace. You could say, well, I live for the good times. Yeah, that's me. I like the good times. I want to embrace those good times. There's some people that say, well, I live for work because, yeah, I enjoy my job. And I like the time that I spend there. I like putting that time in and producing what I do. Because I feel that I'm doing something good there. Some might say, well, I like time just to chill in the garden because, yeah, that's precious time to me. I don't get much of it, but chilling in the garden for me is my time. But God's got time for everything. The difference with having your activities, your daily experiences, your special moments, the good times, the bad times, the times when sometimes it can just feel so much of a struggle that you'd rather not remember those times. The time when everything seems so against you that you'd wish those clock hands would go quicker. Something can make a great difference in all those times. And that something is God. That something is the creator of time itself. But which time is our life governed by? Tick-tock. Tick-tock. The clock is going. God's time endures forever. Forever. And forever. That time is a long time. That time I can't measure. That time I can't jump back into. Past time has gone. The time from this next talk is coming. Are you living for this present time fully in God? There's time for everything in God. And there's a difference to be had in using that time for everything in God. Our time is so precious. Scripture tells us each of us has an allotted time. Unless God says time's up. That clock will still keep ticking. That time will still keep moving. It's up to us to grasp God's time and to live our lives in God's time. To get up in the morning in God's time. To have breakfast in God's time. To go to work and have our work life in God's time. To come home and have our, dare I say, own time in God's time. What a difference that could make if we can stop the clock and dwell in God's time. Amen.